Today we're going to be learning Beitza Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph. We're holding on the second line of the page. Tanu Rabbanan, says the Braisa, Tanu Rabbanan, Kli Shenitma Me'erav Yom Tov, if a Kli became Tamei on Erev Yom Tov, Ein Matbilin Oso Bein Hashmashos. One is not allowed to put it in the mikveh to tovel it during Bein Hashmashos, because Bein Hashmashos is Safek Yom, Safek Laila, and if it in fact is night, it's an Isser of toveling the Kli on Yantiv. Rabbi Shimon Shazuri Omer, Af Bechol Ein Matbilin Oso, Mipnei Shetzarech Harav Shemesh, that even on a weekday, you're not allowed to tovel the Kohanim can't tovel Bein Hashmashos, because the Kohen has to wait until after the Tefillah, the Kohen has to wait for Harav Shemesh in order to be able to use that Kli for Truma, because for Truma the Halacha is the Kli is not out of its Tumah status entirely until the sun sets the night following its Tefillah. So if he tovels the Bein Hashmashos, he's obviously trying to use it for that night and not to wait till the next night, but he can't use it that night because he doesn't have Harav Shemesh that night, since he's already in the twilight period. So the Gemara asks, the Tanakama Lobay Harav Shemesh? Does the Tanakama not require Harav Shemesh? Why would the Tanakama think that it's mutter on a weekday to tovel a Kli during Bein Hashmashos in order to use the Kli that night? The Asvi V'Kamri says, I saw the Talmidim in the Yeshiva that they were explaining this Machlokas b'machshavto nikeres mitoch masav kamiflagi, that the Machlokas is about whether you can recognize a person's intentions from what he's doing. What exactly is the case? The guy's holding a kli in his hand, and he is running to go tovel it during Bein Hashmashos. So he's holding the kli in his hand, he's running to tovel Bein Hashmashos. That's where the Tanakhama and Rabbi Shimon Shazuri have a machlokas. Why is this guy running? It's about interpreting his actions. Marsavar, the Tanakhama holds Haide Karat V'Azil. The reason he's running is because he knows that it requires Harav Shemesh, so he's running to do the tefillah as soon as he possibly can to try to get it in under the wire before nighttime. But once he gets to the mikveh and he sees that it's already dark, since it's already he's already at the mikveh, so he'll say, I might as well tovel it, and I'll just use it tomorrow after nightfall. So we don't have to stop him from being tovel Bein Hashmashos on a weekday, because we know that he's aware of the halacha. That's why he's running. He's aware that he's going to require a Harav Shemesh, and if he doesn't get it in time for tonight, so he'll use it tomorrow night. Umar Savar Bar Rav Shimon Shazuri holds Machlus Malachtahu de Karait. He's running because people are in a rush. That's all. It doesn't say anything. I remember Rav Meir Tversky said once that when people are running, it's most often not a sign of Zrizus, more likely a sign of I'm late. The guy's running because he's in a rush. He's running late, but it has nothing to do with his awareness of a halacha that he's trying to get it in for under the wire for Harav Shemesh. So if he's unaware of the halacha and he goes to the mikveh during Bein Hashmashos and he tovels his kli, then it's going to be a problem because he's probably trying to use the kli tonight. So that's really the problem. So that's what the Rabbanan and the Beis Medrash were explaining the machlokas. So I explained to the Talmidim and the Beis Medrash that is not the machlokas. B'machshavto nikeres mitoch ma'asav, in the issue of a guy running to go tovel in the mikveh and interpreting why he's running, the kli amalo pligi, everyone agrees that you wouldn't stop a person from toveling in that circumstance. Ki pligi, the machlokas from Shimon Shazuri and the Tanakama is in the following case. Kigon di'itmi b'pachus mikadosha. In the past, this guy had a kli that became tamei from a sheret that was smaller than an adasha, which is not enough to be metamei. Va'asal kamei d'rabban l'shule. And that person went to ask a shaila of the chachamim that b'pachus mikadosha itmi ilo. To ask a shaila when it touches a sheret that's smaller than an adasha, does it become tamei or not? So Marisavar, so Rav Shimon Shazuri says, wow, what a stunning display of ignorance. If the guy didn't know that halacha, there's a very good chance he's totally unaware of the halacha of Harav Shemesh. He's going to go tovel the kli during Bein Hashmashos, and he's going to use it that night. Umar Savar b'Tanakama holds Hahu d'lo gamir, Harav Shemesh gamir. It could be that he's unaware of this halacha, but he is well aware of another halacha. So to basically summarize, we have Machlokas in the Braisa, whether you're allowed to tovel a kli during Bein Hashmashos of a weekday. Two explanations of the machlokas. Either they're arguing in a case where the guy is running, do we assume that he knows about Harav Shemesh? Or they're arguing about a case where the guy had shown ignorance in other areas of Tumah in the past. So do we assume he knows about Harav Shemesh? Good, the Mishnah had said, Umadbilin migav legav, that you could be tovel migav legav and from chabur lechabura. So the Gemara is going to explain the Mishnah with the following brisa. Tan Rabbanan, Ketzad migav legav. What is a tevila that's migav legav? So harotza lasos gito algav kado. A person who's tovel his jug, his kad, in order to crush his olives, and then he changes his mind and he wants to make his gas to crush his grapes on his jug, and the kado algav gito osa. Or he changes his mind in the other direction. He originally wants to be matvil so that the kli, so that he could crush his grapes, and then he decides, nah, I'll use it instead for my olives. So the halacha is right, or the other way around. Or his olives al gav gito, and he changes his mind to use it for grapes. Osei, he's allowed to do that. So even though he changed the designation of the kli from what he originally was thinking at the time of the tevila, it doesn't need another tevila. So based on that, we could explain our Mishnah that a person who wants to come be machmir and tovel because he changed the designation, the tevila is mutter to do on yantiv because it's not really a tikkun kli. The kli is already usable. It's tam chumra that the guy wants to do. Keitzad michabur lechabura. And what does it mean michabur lechabura? A guy was eating his Korban Pesach in one group of people, and that's why he toveled the Erev Yom Tov. He toveled himself from his Tumah so that, or his Kalim from their Tumah, so that he could participate in that group, in that Korban Pesach party. But now he changed his mind, he wants to switch to a different Chabura. Harshos Biado, so that's perfectly fine, because Min Adin, he became Tarav with the first Tevila. Any other Tevila that he does, L'shem, some other Chabura, doesn't really affect his tumah status, so it's not a violation of tikkun mana. So main point number two, I guess, would be that if a person is already tahar and mi-chumra wants to be tovel a second time, or wants to tovel his kli a second time, that is not a problem on Yantav. He's allowed to do that on Yantav. Okay, new Mishnah. Karbanos shlamim and olos that are brought as a neder or a nedava require smicha. The owner brings the carbon to the azara. He leans both of his hands on the head of the animal with all of his might, with all of his weight. And there's machlokas tanaim. We're going to see in the Mishnah about the smicha of karbanos shlamim that are a chova. Person has to bring them on Yantiv, the Korban Shlam, the Shalmei Simcha, the Shalmei Chagiga, the Shalmei Simcha, so that we're going to have a machlokas about the Korbanos of Yantiv that are brought in Yantiv. Be'shami Omrim Mevi'in Shlamim, you bring the Shlam Shal Chagiga and Shalmei Simcha, and you shecht it, and you're makrivit, and there's no Issa Melech on Yantiv to do any of that, because the Bailim are going to be able to eat it, the Kohanim are going to be able to eat it, so all of that is Ochel Nefesh, and that's perfectly fine. Ve'in Somchin Alehim, but you're not allowed to do smicha on it on Yantiv, because that's an Isser Shvus, that's an Isser Midrabanan. The Rabbanan do not allow handling live animals and Shabbos and Yantiv in that manner. So the smichus is considered Hishtamshus bebehema, because the Bailim needs to be somech b'kol kocho, he needs to put all of his weight on it, so it's as if he's riding on the animal. Avalo olos, but Beishame says, only shalmei chagiga and shalmei simcha could even be brought. Korban olo cannot be brought in Yantav at all, because there's no achila for any of the bailim with a korban ola, so there's no ochel nefesh heter. Ubeisol omer mevi'in shlamim va'olos v'somchen aleim. You're allowed to bring korban shlamim on Yantav, you're even allowed to bring a korban ola on Yantav, the olos ri'ia, you just can't do the smicha. So Amru la machlokas, this machlokas from Bisham Beis Hillel is about two different things. Is Bishalmi Chagiga Lismoch va'olas ri'ia likarev. They're arguing whether you do smicha on the Karbon Shlamim, and they're arguing whether you bring the Karbon Ola at all on Yom Tov. Beishamai Savri, Beishamai holds the Chagos also Chag LaHashem, so also means on the first day. So it sounds like Chagiga in olas ri'ia lo. On the first day of Yom Tov, yes, you could bring your Shalmi Chagiga, but no, you may not bring your olas ri'ia. Beis Hillel interprets LaHashem. Kol de la Hashem. Anything that's for Hashem, you let it bring on Yantiv, even in Olas Ri'iyah, even though no human being is going to eat from it, and it's therefore not Ochel Nefesh, but it's like a Chagiga. It has a specific time to bring on Yantiv, and therefore you let it bring it. So even though technically you could bring it later on, there's Tashlum and Kol Shiva, the Torah allows us to bring it on Yantiv as well, because if you bring it later, we're afraid maybe something's going to happen, you're not going to have a chance to bring it later, etc. But they don't argue about olos that are about other korbanos ola, meaning only about olos that are chiv of yontif, avul nedarim, unedavos, divrei hakol, ain't craven b'yomtov stam. You want to bring a korban ola as a neder, a nedava, that for sure not. That for sure they would not allow. V'chein amar avad baravul nedarim unedavos ain't craven b'yomtov. That you cannot bring nedarim unedavos on yontif. So frankly, gemara meisvei harma b'shem nedazel lenechlu b'shem esila ola she'ina shel yomtov. She'ina kreve b'yamtov. Pesha and Bishil agree that you may not bring some other carbon ola on yantif because there are two reasons to aser it. No human being is going to eat from it, and you could bring it later. Ve'al shlamim shehin shal yamtov she'kreven b'yamtov. And they both agree that one may bring a carbon shlamim on yamtov because that has two things working in its favor. Bailim are going to be able to eat it, and its real time to be brought is yamtif. Al manech leku al ola shehi shal yamtov and al shlamim shehin. They argue about that which has one of those qualities but not the other. What if you have something that could be eaten but it's not really a yantiv karban, like a shlamim that's not a yantiv karban? Or what if you have something that cannot be eaten but is a yantiv karban, like the olas ri'iyah? So that's where Beishamay yomim lo yavi ubeisil lo yavi. Beishamay says you cannot bring it on yantiv, beisil holds you can. So don't you see in that case that in that praisa that shalmei nedarim unedavos beisil hold you're allowed to bring on yantiv? So isn't that a kasha and Ula and Rav Adi Barava who say that you can only bring the Karbanos of Yantiv, you cannot bring Shalmei Nedarim Unedava on Yantiv? So the Gemara answers, Tritz Ve'ema Hachi. You have to change the gears in the Bryson and say as follows. Amr Rav Shimon Elazar Lenechlu B'Sham B'Yisrael Ola Ushlam She'en Shal Yantiv She'en Kraven B'Yantiv. B'Sham B'Yisrael both agree that both an Ola and a Shlamim that is not a Yantiv Karban cannot be brought on Yantiv. V'al Shlam She'en Shal Yantiv She'kraven B'Yantiv. Karban Shlam that is a Yantiv Karban absolutely can be brought on Yantiv. Al manech lekal ola shishal yamtov shbeishami omrim lo yavi besalam yavi. The whole machlokas is only when you're dealing with a carbon ola that is a yomtov carbon ola. That's where Beishamai says no and Beisil says yes. So let's summarize that to this point, at least this understanding to this point. The main point would be that Beishamai and Beisil agree that any carbon that's not a yomtov carbon may not be brought on Yantiv. They also agree that an ola that a shlamim that is a yomtov carbon, the shalmei chagig shalmei simcha, can be brought on yantiv. They only disagree about an ola that is a yomtov carbon. An ola that is a yom tov karban. Beishamai says no. Beisil says yes. Rav Yosef Amar Rav Yosef says, why do you have to change the gears in the brisa to answer Abula? No, Tanayi shekal dem yama. Do all the Tanayim? Take away all the Tanaim from the world that you can't find a single Tana who agrees with Ula? I mean, what's your problem over here? You have a Braisa that seems to go against Ula? Shkoyach, I'm sure you'll find another Braisa or another Mishnah that goes like Ula. You don't have to go changing around Braisos. We find a Tana that says Beferish like Ula. So you could say that even if Rabbi Shimon Elazar doesn't hold like Ula, but Tanaihi, it's Machlokas Tanaim, and Ula holds like the other Tana against Rabbi Shimon Elazar. Where do we see that it's a machlokas tanaim? The Tanya, shlam abay machnas yom tov bi yom tov. Carbon shlam that's brought, a yom tov carbon shlam that's brought on yom tov. Pesham yom samach leim rev yom tov shachta bi yom tov. You could do smicha on erev yom tov and shchita on yom tov. Beisil amrim samach leim bi yom tov shachta bi yom tov. You could even do the smicha on yom tov and shachta on yom tov. I'm sorry, you can only do the smicha on yantiv. You can't do the smicha may erev yantiv because the smicha has to be take off the smicha shchita. It's got to be right before the shchita. So that's a machlok astam about smicha on yantiv. Aval, but here's the key. Nidarim unedavos tivrei hakol ein kraven b'yantiv. All nidarim unedavos cannot be brought on Yom Tov. Any Karmen Shlamim, Nidarim Dovs, cannot be brought on Yom Tov. So this Tana disagrees with Rabbi Shimon Elazar and holds that Beis Hillel only allows Shalmei Chagiga and Simcha, that are, because they're Yom Tov related Karbanos, but not Shlamim that are Nidarim and Dovs. And Ulam Ravad Barava hold like that Tana. So the Gemara is going to suggest that Vahani Tanai Ki Hani Tanai, the Machlokas in the Brisa that we're going to, that we quoted is about Shlamim of Nidarim and Dovs and Yom Tov, is going to be like the same machlokas that we have between Rabbi Shimon Elazar and the other braisa. But let's pick up with that next time. The Hani Tanoi, Ki Hani Tanoi.